Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Have you ever struggled to let go of a difficult time in the past or a hardship? Or you know what, it's the afternoon, your morning sucked and you don't feel like you can just let it go and keep moving on? Or maybe you came out of a big breakup, a difficult challenge from the past, a disappointment. You've been discouraged. How do you let go of all that negativity or those difficulties and move on? And also, how do you let go of good things? Because have you ever found that, you know, you left something that was good, but you knew there was something great out there for you? You know, there was nothing necessarily wrong with this thing you wanted to let go, but there was something that you just felt like it would make you happier, more fulfilled, more charged. How do you deal with those situations? Because letting go isn't always just about letting go what's wrong. Sometimes it's letting go what's right so you can find also what's more right. Have you ever experienced that? So let's talk about these two things. I think in the first matter of letting go what is wrong, what's not right, letting go of negative experiences, discouragements, disappointments, pain from the past, one reason a lot of people don't let go is because they have more concern for the past, who is right, who is wrong, who's to blame, why that didn't work out, than they have commitment for the future. Concern versus the past,
versus commitment to the future. They haven't made that switch yet. So how can you make that switch? If something's still bogging you down of something that happened to you weeks, months, or years ago, A, if it's very serious, as you always hear me say, I'm the charged life. Hey, you know what? Don't feel sad about asking for help, seeing a counselor, seeing a therapist, seeing a professional who can help you work through major issues. But let's say it's not a psychological disorder you're having here. Let's just say you're having a tough time letting go of a breakup or something that was difficult. I think you've got to look towards the future again. And the way to make that switch is first and foremost to deal with this stuff. And the way that you deal with it is to say, first and foremost, what did you learn? Not who's to blame, what did you learn? What from that past situation or that thing you need to let go, draw something positive from it, a lesson. And here's the most powerful lessons that we typically draw from the past when we start letting go. We first and foremost decide and learn, how do I want to treat myself? Because sometimes in the past, those moments you were being hurt or you were hurt, you feel like you didn't treat yourself very well. You didn't take care of your emotional well-being. You didn't say no. You didn't set boundaries. You didn't defend yourself. You didn't literally just stand up for yourself and say, I don't like this. This is not okay. No. And so sometimes we beat ourselves up and we get mad at ourselves about that. But like I said, it's not about blaming those things. It's about now saying, what's the new commitment? How do I want to treat myself now? What are the new rules for caring for myself so that I do better in the future, so I feel better in the future? Also, we have to draw from those things that we have to let go, and we have to say, how am I going to treat others? Because see, a lot of times the things that we want to let go in the past, we didn't like, and someone treated us bad. So we have to set a rule from that. Oh, how will I treat people? See, I grew up in a place where a lot of people were not always awesome outside of my family. You know, I grew up in a place where there was lots of physical fights, where there was lots of people, you know, always threatening us and pushing us around and being really tough on us. And I just had to say, you know what? I'm gonna set a rule. I'm never going to speak rudely or with condescension or threat towards another person, because I had to grow up around that. And I didn't want that for myself. But instead of being angry at them for that, I use that as empowerment. Because not everything in the world is happening to us to put us down. Things happen for us to develop our character, to make us better. You know, I always say to people, I say, thank God for the jerks and the jerks and the jerks that you had to deal with, because you know what? That probably made you more kind, more compassionate, more sympathetic, a better listener, somebody who honored others better. Because sometimes it takes us being mistreated for us to realize how to treat others. You know, I was lucky. My dad always said that one of the best things that we could do is be respectful of the people. You know, respect others. Know that their ideas, their thoughts, their feelings, they're their own. They have them for a reason. And it's okay that it's not the same as yours. Honor their perspective as much as you hope that they'll honor and listen to your perspective. Don't we need a little bit more of that in the world these days? So some simple things. Look to those things you gotta let go of, those situations, those difficulties, those times, and say, first and foremost, what did I learn? How am I gonna treat myself now? How am I gonna treat other people? And then the big switch happens when you start asking these questions. What do I want for myself and my world in the future? Like, what's next? Okay, I've been through all that, got my learnings, great. Now what? That's such a powerful question for people. Not now what, but now what? What do I want now? What's important to me now? And think about all the major areas of your life. When you gotta let go of one area of your life, what I always say is think about all the areas of your life now. Because sometimes we can get stuck in one area, a relationship ends and you feel bad, and you just constantly feel down and down and down. Sometimes that relationship area of your life is gonna take a little time to build up and repair, meet somebody new, find the right guy or gal. So here's what you need to do, is broaden your vision again. Sometimes a lot of our sadness happens because we get myopic about one area of our life, and we're looking very small and minimal to one part of our life, and we forget there's all these other beautiful areas that we could make flourish. So think about if a relationship ended, then okay, I understand. What can you do for your health? What can you do for your family, for your friends? What can you contribute to or aspire to in your mission or your career? What about your lifestyle? How can you live a better quality lifestyle? What about your own emotional well-being? These types of things that we can all take care of and work towards and grow in, because sometimes to start shifting out of those things we have to let go of, we have to get committed to something that we do want and just take a few steps. I would say the best way to let go of something is get more momentum in a new direction. Because as soon as you get a little more momentum, like, you know, just a little bit, a couple small wins, a small steps, it lets us let go of that baggage, you know? Because as you're catching speed going forward, you don't want to be hanging on that stuff that's slowing you down. You tend to let go of the heavy weight as you start flying to the future. So what do you need to let go of today? What's time that, you know, you held on to it long enough, you've been upset about it long enough, that maybe today is that fresh start you've been looking for? And it's not a fresh start that just lands on you, luckily. It's not you, like you walk outside and you're like, oh, I feel better. You decided to feel better. But I decided that instead of being so angry or upset, saying, what did I learn? How will I treat myself? How will I treat other people? What do I want? And what's just a few steps I can start taking in these different areas of my life to feel like I have overall momentum? That's how you let go of what's wrong. Now, what about letting go of what's right? Have you ever had to let go of something you liked? Maybe you lost a job. You know, you got laid off. You had to let go of the job. Maybe you had to let go of a group or a membership or a networking opportunity because you couldn't afford anymore. Maybe you had to let go of somebody that you really cared about, but you knew wasn't quite right. Nothing necessarily wrong, but maybe you knew something was bigger for you. Maybe you let go of a good job so you could seek your passion or start your own business. How do you let go of those things that, you know, you have nostalgia for and you're proud of, you like, they were joyful? Guess what? Same steps. That's the beauty of the emotional power of letting go. I would only add this: in when you're trying to let go of something that's right, give it honor and respect. You know, do the same when you're letting go of something negative, but usually you didn't choose that. When you're letting go of something right, man, take a good amount of time to be grateful for that. To allow some pride and joy, some depth of heart to come in, because you know what? That was good. Be grateful for what was good. If we never express our gratitude for what was good, the universe says, hey, you know what? This guy, this gal, she didn't even notice when I gave her good stuff. Why keep giving her good stuff? And we no longer attract that more positive range of things because we're not appreciative of it. And I bet you've experienced it too. We all have, where we push away good people in our lives because, you know, not necessarily meanness, but sometimes just neglect, the lack of the ability to say thank you, appreciate you. Well, moments and parts of our history are like that, that we feel good about, you know, that we enjoyed. Give them honor. Take a few moments to be thankful for them. Say a nice prayer or just integrate the fact that things are going good and those were good. And now you're ready for the next step because now you know, what do you want now? What's going to get you some momentum? If you put some of these ideas into place, I think you'll be able to find that you can let go of some of those major things from the past and you can start looking to the future again. There's always, 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 always hope. There is always, always, always a new day. But you got to grab onto those things and decide what you want now and start moving towards the future. If you'll do that, you get to experience what we call the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out.
It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.